usually, you know, it's kind of a magical time of the summer when you have all these dancers gathering in the park to dance under the lights. And it's been going on now for over two decades in Woodland Park. And this year, once again, they are combining the resources of Lexington's two professional ballet companies, Kentucky Ballet Theater and the Lexington Ballet, for a night out in the park.
A historic tree at Woodland Park, it's been severely reduced. It's old. It's been a little sick. I know they've been cutting back on that. And it really has some sentimental value, especially to the arts community in Lexington, doesn't it?
It does, because the stage for Ballet Under the Stars, and in fact before it moved out to the Arboretum, the stage for the Lexington Shakespeare Festival was built around this 250-year-old red oak tree that stands out in the edge of Woodland Park next to Kentucky Avenue. And I understand that long ago in its earlier life, it was on a farm owned by one of Henry Clay's relatives. But it has been there, obviously, for decades, low centuries. But it's had a rough time in the past few years. They believe it's been struck by lightning at one point and sustained some wind damage and other damage to a point that it just was not safe anymore. And there were fears that it was going to fall at some point. So it already, as you said, has been really reduced. They've taken a lot of the top end off of it. When they discovered that there might really be a need for it to come down, they had already built the Ballet Under the Stars stage, so they said they could not take down the tree without taking apart the stage. So the tree will remain up through Ballet Under the Stars and through the Woodland Art Fair, which is coming up in a few weeks, another arts event that it has towered over. But then they're going to really be looking at whether the entire tree needs to come down or not. So, and it's kind of sad for some people. There have been a lot of, feelings developed over the year for that tree. They've had weddings under that tree, and people regard it as sort of a defense against the elements, be it sun or rain and things of that sort. So I think there are a lot of people who are kind of sad to see it go.
Now, we're kind of in a transitional period now, entering into the fall, and so some of the summer productions, a lot of the things we've been talking about over the last few weeks, they're still in motion, but they're wrapping up. What's going on this weekend with those productions?
Well, we've got A Chorus Line, which, we've talked about before. This is the second production this year for Summerfest, which used to put on three productions for one week each. But now they are doing two productions a summer for two weekends each. So if you did not get a chance to catch A Chorus Line last weekend, you still have opportunities this coming weekend to catch it out there in the Arboretum. And also, Always Patsy Cline is continuing at Studio Players. And that's a show that's seen a little drama of its own during its run. Heather Parrish was all set to come back and revive the role she did so well in 2009. And she got kind of waylaid by a vocal problem and had to sit out a weekend and a few other performances, but now she is back and apparently doing great.
And activity is going to be picking up here soon as well. We have a number of musical events, but they're a couple few weeks off here in August.
There are some marquee summer events. Lexington has long had a number of events that are sort of staples of the summer. So coming up soon, you're going to have Picnic with the Pops, which has a Warner Brothers cartoons theme this year. And this is a show that is created by Warner Brothers. So it's an official production accompanied by orchestra, kind of celebrating the heritage of Bugs Bunny and What's Opera, Doc, and the classical music cartoons that really familiarized a lot of people with classical music for the first time when they were kids on Saturday mornings. And then you've also got the Woodland Art Fair coming up, which is always a big event, as we alluded to, out at Woodland Park.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.